We started to understand a lot about the hormonal and childbirth and age of first pregnancy, menarche, etc. Started to come out in two studies. The first one was Janet Lane Clapin, which is the first truly retrospective epidemiological study conducted in Glasgow and in London, 500 cases, 500 controls, and they found that there's a difference in the family size between the cases and the controls. The cases had 3.4 children, and the controls who didn't have breast cancer had an average of 5.3 children, and 20% of cases had breastfed for 12 months or more, compared to over a third in the control group of women. So, prototypic etiological study, but it's got results which have been consistently repeated. And then Brian McMahon in Harvard, he did this big international study, England, Greece, Japan, US and Yugoslavia, identified age at first birth as the main risk factor, and he concluded that number of children and breastfeeding had no effect. So as early as the late 1960s, we've got controversy in the etiology of breast cancer.